NPR's Mondalí Del Barco went along with a group of die-hard New Orleans residents the other day as they tried to revive the spirit of their city. They held a parade in the French Quarter.
The procession began as jazz funerals in New Orleans have always done, with a sad, slow march down Bourbon Street, a mock funeral for the two hurricanes.
The dirge is a very slow lament. It's usually the type of song that you play when they're bringing a body out of the church, off of the funeral parlor. And we're going to bury Katrina, we're going to bury Rita, and we're going to bring this town back to life.
Jazz trumpeter Leroy Jones led a ragtag group of musicians who've just returned to New Orleans.
Most of the musicians are gone. Most of the people are gone. The French Quarter looks very vibrant for the most part, but if you drive a little bit, major portions of the city, there's no one there. There's still no electricity. There's still no water. It's like a ghost town.
So for New Orleans native Ray Kern, the parade marked the passing of the storm.
I mean, still people are going to feel bad about losing a lot of things and loved ones. But part of New Orleans tradition is we have some period of mourning and then we cut it loose, you know, cut the spirit loose.
The parade became an irreverent celebration satirizing the disaster with a special grand marshal.
I'm Count FEMA. I'm all tied up in red tape here.
A fake coffin was drawn by a mule that had been rescued by the National Guard during the storm. Costumed revelers tossed Mardi Gras beads to cleanup crews, rescue workers, and soldiers boozing it up on their day off. They passed a moldy refrigerator discarded along the route.
Yeah, it stinks.
Reveler Ian McNulty said the parade was badly needed to relieve the drudgery of cleaning up the city.
This puts us back into our natural habitat. The correct setting for a New Orleanian is to be out in the sun, wearing ridiculous clothing, drinking and having fun and carousing with strangers and loved ones, not scrubbing mold out of the basement of your house.
Mondalí Del Barco, NPR News, New Orleans.